Mike Zorzest Minotiton. Your name is Mike Zorzest Minotiton.
Minotiton. Can we change that? And there's me? A million things I haven't done.
I'm the damn fool who shot him.
Now. Exploding Barrel Podcast for March. March 4th. These months are going by fast. I was a couple days behind on sending my rent because I just like forgot the month change. I was like, oh, whoops. I gotta do that.
Yeah, so, it's a damn short month of February.
It was even longer than usual, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, March 4th. I can't believe it's March, right? God, I'm going to San Francisco soon for GDC. Ugh. So yeah, March. Welcome, 2016. I didn't say a year yet. For future historians. do you ever think about how, like, imagine, like, 500 years from now, if, like, you want to learn about, like, 2015, just how much stuff you would have?
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Imagine if, like, everybody in, like, 1821 was able to, like, record a podcast or whatever. How much more we would understand about life in those times and whatnot. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever going to be like a data overload, which is going to be like, no, who cares? All right. So yeah, welcome to the show. I was here from the intro. I'm like really into that Hamilton musical, which you haven't heard about. And like the brief synopsis of it, when I heard it, I thought it was ridiculous. It's a musical mostly done in rap and hip hop about the life of Alexander Hamilton.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds terrible. It's awesome. Amazing. It's like the best thing I've heard in so long. And it's like sold out forever, but I need to go see it at some point. But, it's so good. But, yeah. One day we could do a musicals show.
We should. We've had involvement with musicals.
Oh, musicals.
Not a musical show. We've threatened that.
We could
before.
Do a musical show about musicals.
That's a little too much.
No, man. So, but yes. All right. Anyway, so today's show, we're going to talk about Nintendo had a new Nintendo Direct yesterday. Those are always fun. They always do a kind of a fun job with, like, as long as it's not one of the ones where, and they'll always say, like, before it happens, what it's about. Like you know, the other day they said this is going to be a Pokemon one, so you knew they were going to announce a new Pokemon. And this one they said was just about 3DS and Wii U releases from now until summer. And that's basically what it was.
Yep.
So, we'll do that. We'll do the special zone. Do you want to get to it?
Yeah. All right, so I have their Twitter account open so I can get all this in order. First up was Star Fox Zero.
Yeah. Jason Wilson, my editor, had a chance to kind of play it at Nintendo. He said,
"Yeah,
that
I read his article.
He said that controls kind of feel better now." I was like, some people were like always super down on this. I've never been that down on it. I think it's gonna be pretty cool.
All right, I like the idea of the co-op mode.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
One person flies, one person shoots with the Wii U screen.
Yeah, snow speeder style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, or even like the TIE Fighter and Force Awakens.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I think that could be fun. I think it's a good looking game too. I mean, it's been so long since we had an actual Star Fox game. I'm just kind of ready for it.
Okay, so I love the look of the 16-bit R-Wing when you tap the Fox amiibo.
That's pretty cool.
That looks so great.
I like in general how this game has like a lot of things from that canceled Star Fox 2 game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like when the R-Wing transforms into like that kind of walker mode, it looks exactly like it did in Star Fox 2.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was some female character, I think maybe it was in Star Fox 2, or it was at least there was like a female character in Star Fox 2 that was not in there.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Yeah. Instead we got Crystal, the furry.
From Baphomet
Adventures.
Star Fox Baphomet.
Dinosaur Planet was the original one. Remember? Dinosaur Planet that.
Then it's also coming with Star Fox Guard, which is like a tower defense, I guess?
It's a tower defense game, but the gimmick of it is you're not just planting turrets, you're planting cameras. So each turret has a camera, and that's like how you see. So you kind of have to like switch between the cameras. You have to make sure you're going to put the cameras in a place where you're going to be able to see things.
That's interesting. Okay.
Right. And the setup of this is kind of funny. It's like Slippy is helping his rich uncle.
Grippy Toad.
Right. It's basically like an Uncle Scrooge thing. That sounds kind of fun. Hey, you're going to throw it in there. Why the hell not?
Yeah, right.
But you can, they come together in the physical version. I think you could download them separately for that. But yeah, it seems neat.
Let's see, Splatoon updates.
What were these exactly?
Weapon combos under the name Sheldon's Picks.
I thought they said they were done with Splatoon updates, or. Was that a lie?
The first balances gear and updates the matchmaking system.
So, okay. I'm glad there's still support in Splatoon.
Nothing like crazy, no new maps.
No, but it's good. It's obviously Splatoon's done well for them. Splatoon 2 is going to be awesome whenever that gets announced.
Sure. Then some Super Mario Maker updates. The big thing was like keys and doors.
Like Mario World style.
Yeah, well this means like, Because there's been a lot of, like, attempts to make games with, like, boss fights, but the thing was you could just always kind of run past the boss, but now you could have the key drop from the boss.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So neat. You can actually make mandatory boss fights now.
They've been doing a good job of, like, updating this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they're really making it cool. Let's see. Shake a coin to turn it to a pink coin. Collect them all to make a key appear.
Oh, so, okay, that's neat. Yeah,
that's cool. Neat. Going through Atlas RPG Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
This is that Fire Emblem Cross
Shin Megami,
which looks like a lot more intense than you would think. It's actually much. It looks a lot more like a Persona. Like, it's not a turn based RPG. It is just a role playing game.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. They even said, like, oh, to be faithful to the Japanese, we're gonna keep it in Japanese and have subtitles. AKA, they didn't want to pay for the right. But yeah, but I mean,
nice try.
Hey, you know, it wasn't that out of the question that a game like this wouldn't even come out here, so right. I'll take it. I think it's a little lame that it's not being completely localized. Although maybe all those people complaining about the Fire Emblem stuff can keep quiet a little bit now.
Yeah.
Do you follow that at all? Isn't that kind of... what do you think about that?
Sorry, like the...
like, there's people...
like, mad, like, the petting's gone?
The petting, but, like... but once that happened, then they, like, went in to find how deep, like, this treehouse...
the censorship goes.
And all they do is, like, they literally go through each conversation choice and, like, put side by side the English one and the Japanese one, like, look how they changed this context or this joke or this character. And it's just like, oh, my God. It's like, it's
shut
like,
up.
It's like they localized it or something.
Yeah. It's not a translation. It's a localization. Right. There's a difference.
Right. And, like, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's annoying. And, like, people, like, make these giant spreadsheets that, like, are, like, they're huge. They look like some sort of, like, neo-Nazi, like, you know, propaganda or something. They're crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's funny that people complain about it as Fire Emblem Fates becomes the highest-selling Fire Emblem of
like ever. Time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that weird, small, vocal thing. All right, what's next?
Paper Mario Color Splash.
Oh, my God. I had a roller coaster of emotion on this. Because first I was like, oh, my God, new Paper Mario for Wii U. They're finally going to make, like...
a thousand-year door sequel.
Okay, so here's what, I like so history of Paper Mario, real quick. Paper Mario on Nintendo 64. I liked it at first. I was like a little. I was a little slow to warm up to just because I liked Super Mario RPG a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This was originally called Super Mario RPG 2, which it is, and it's kind of. I mean, it's an RPG with Mario, but it's different.
Yeah,
but it's but it was still fun. Thousand-year door in the GameCube, the sequel was incredible. So good, so clever, so funny, just great all around. Then Super Paper Mario was, like, this weird, like...
platformer with kind some of RPG elements.
And I was like, okay, they're... whatever, that was fine as a spinoff, but we'll get the real one soon. Then they did Sticker Star for 3DS. It seemed like this was it. Sticker Star made all these bizarre changes.
Well, all your attacks were items.
All your attacks were items. No experience points, so you don't level up. There's no progression system.
Mm-hmm.
Levels were, like, on a mini-map. Like, each level was just, like, this small little area. Instead of, like, you know, an RPG interconnected... world kind of thing. It was not good at all. But in this one, like, it just, like, even in the short trailer, you can see, like, a mini map. You see him pick up an item that's like foot stomp times four. I'm like, oh god, no. And then, like, Nintendo sent me, like, an email, like, you know, like a short thing of everything they announced. Actually, I could have probably brought that up. But they said, oh, Paper Mario's Color Splash is a new action adventure game. I'm like, What? It's not even an RPG? What is it? And it's not like they wouldn't say RPG if it wasn't. I don't know. But it's just, it's clearly, and you don't see any partners or anything like that.
It's the sequel to Sticker Star.
Which is bizarre, because everyone hated Sticker Star, I thought.
Who knows? Maybe it's just like, yeah, we have all these assets. We have this gameplay system.
It can't be that hard just to, I don't know. It seems weird to me, because there was, I mean, I don't know how it actually sold. But I feel like there was a decent enough Sticker Star backlash that it's very weird to just do that again. Penny's fine. She gets hairballs because she licks the carpet relentlessly.
Okay.
I don't know. This was just a weird move. Just make a Paper Mario 3.
It's expensive.
No, it's... what? I mean, it can't be that much more than making this other Paper Mario game that looks stupid. I mean, that's why I'm like, graphically it looks pretty good and stuff.
Yeah, it looks all like cardboard and stuff.
Right, but now it's like the gimmick's like, we're going to put color everywhere. I'm like, why does that need? Just make an RPG.
Well, so I think we know where this fits into the Super Mario Sunshine 2 Splatoon timeline.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Mario Fails timeline. But I don't know. And like, even the Mario and Luigi games, those have gone like...
they overstayed their welcome a little bit.
They overstayed their welcome. They are very wordy and not a good way. They're very... like, they're not... it's not necessarily pop, but people just keep talking. And it's not, like, necessarily funny. A lot of times we're just over-explaining things. It's one of those RPGs where it's, like, every screen, instead of just being, like, a thing, there's, like, some sort of thing happening. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we need to stop this minecart. Let me tell you how you have to stop the minecart. There's only something you're going to do here. You have to step on this button and then over there. And it's, like, every time you go to a new area, it's like, here's the new thing here.
And let's explain it.
And I'm like, oh, my God, just let me fight something. So, yeah, that's, I don't know. Maybe we could just make a Super Mario RPG 2. Can we get Gino back there in Mallow? Or Gino? Awesome. That'd be amazing. I always get yelled for saying it the wrong way, and I forget
which one. Could you imagine if they announced that?
It'd be so good.
Break the internet.
Super Mario RPG is so incredible. Paper Mario, great. Paper Mario 2. Did you really play Thousand Year Door much?
No, not much.
Someday there's going to be like digital releases of Game of Games, and that's going to be a thing. You need to play. That game is fantastic. So good. So fun. Okay. Like, it had like that whole crazy, like... Like, every time you were in a random battle, it was like you were on a stage.
I remember that.
There was, like, the audience. It was so...
Yeah, it was great.
Like, the most charming thing ever. It was so good. Six Star is awful, and I don't know. Maybe this will be good. I don't know. We'll see. What's next?
Pokken Tournament comes out later this month.
Yeah, it's coming out pretty soon.
You gonna get it?
Maybe. I was kind of hoping I would review it, to be honest, but I'm gonna have too much GDC stuff to be able to do that, so... Mm. Which is kind of a bummer, because... I don't know. I haven't even played Street Fighter V enough yet. I've been playing Zelda.
I'm just curious, like...
Right. Well, I am curious, but there's, like... Is it a $60 game?
Probably.
Is this a $60 game?
You know, pre-order, it's a 3D fighter. Get it early for a Shadow Mewtwo amiibo.
And, like, the thing is, when I'm playing Wii U fighting games with my friends, I'm going to play Smash Brothers. Which is already kind of a Pokemon fighting game.
If you
so choose it to be... So, yeah, I'm sure it might be interesting. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be very... I don't think it's going to have, like, a story mode or other things.
There is... Let's see. What would they say? In Pokken Tournament single-player mode, your Pokemon of choice fights its way up the ranks.
What, arcade mode?
Hey, that's one more feature that Street Fighter V has. Hey!
Yeah, when is that? Hey, it's March. When's that shit coming? God.
They talk about Twilight Princess HD, which we could talk about. It comes out today, so.
Yeah, I've been reviewing it.
Yeah.
My review's up.
Do you have your My Nintendo name reserved?
I do.
I have mine.
Tokoto. Did you get Edge Guy?
I did. Was it Edge Guy 7-Eleven? I forget what
happened. I don't
know. Sometimes it's like, it has to be six characters or more. I'm like, why? Who cares? Some Amiibo challenge thing. Mini Mario and Friends Amiibo challenge.
I didn't really pay attention to this.
Yeah, it looks dumb. Animal Crossing cards, who cares? Here we go. Virtual Console. Super Nintendo games coming exclusively to the new Nintendo 3DS.
That's kind of interesting, huh?
Nintendo's just trying to force adoption of their new 3DSs. Blah, it can't be a technical reason.
Could it be a technical? I mean, I think the 3DS could run Super Nintendo games.
I mean, maybe. It's, like, just because it can, like, render... Pokemon XY, well, I'll use an example, in 3D, like, it's not like, emulation isn't just straight up like, we could do that, so we can do this. There's more to it.
I don't know much about it.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much of a gain the new 3DS really gives, but whatever. We have new 3DSs, so who cares?
I'm just glad they're doing it. Because it was kind of for a while, the only console thing you get was the NES. They would have some NES games on the virtual console.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm hoping that Game Boy Advance games are kind of finally coming, too. In a more meaningful way. Because there were some with the ambassador
thing.
Right, but there haven't been any since then.
And I was
there's been some on Wii U.
I always wonder if there was some weird legacy thing in the 3DS that still just ran GBA games, because they don't run like virtual console games.
Right.
Like, they don't go into sleep mode and things like that.
So, the
Game Boy.
So anyway, so out now are the launch games.
Super Mario World, F-Zero, and Pilot Wings.
Right. Which
is what launched the Super Nintendo, right?
Yeah, that's the thing they're doing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, out of those, the only one I think I'm going to pay for the fifth time is Mario World.
Yeah, I need to.
Mario World is so good.
Oh, yeah. Then, March 24th, we get Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario Kart, and Earthbound. And then on April 14th, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, Super Metroid, Donkey Kong Country 2.
April 14th is going to be awesome.
Yeah. It just sucks, and they've already confirmed it's not the case. There's no cross-buy.
Yeah.
Who's shocked that Nintendo didn't do that?
I mean, these are all fantastic games. Donkey Kong Country is a great... I don't like Earthbound much, but people love Earthbound. There's no real stinkers here. I was saying, but does any system have, like, a better, like, trinity of exclusives than Super Nintendo with
Super Mario World, Metroid, and Zelda?
Because even, like, Nintendo 64, for instance, they have Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time, but you don't have a third game that's as good as Super Metroid.
Right.
Or anything like that, but... But those are like having those three games just like on my 3DS. Like honestly, I have at least some of those on the Wii U, and I had them on the Wii, and that's fine. But there's something about playing those games like in bed or whatever that I just love, and it's almost like. Like, especially if, like, you want to, like, do a speed run or whatever, like, get really good at them. That's kind of the best way. You can just kind of play it wherever. Oh, I'm pumped. It's the idea of having those games with me anywhere, especially Super Metroid. Yeah. The game is so still.
Yeah.
So, in Japan, they announced some other games that they didn't announce
for. Oh, really? There. I didn't catch that.
So, like,
they did announce, like, that sweet-looking limited edition Super Nintendo new 3DS XL. Super
Famicom. Excuse me. So, in Japan, they also announced... two of like of the Fire Emblem games there, which okay. we're probably not going to get because those are never localized.
Right, here. Right.
But they also announced some Capcom and Konami games.
Ooh, excuse me.
So they announced all three Mega Man X of the X games and Mega Man 7.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Super Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Alpha 2.
Oh, do those have like wireless multiplayer?
I don't know.
That'd be rad.
Final Fight 1, Final Fight 2, something called Final Fight Guy, a.k.a. Tough in Japan.
No, that was the guy's name, Guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super Ghouls and Ghosts. So those are all great Capcom games, and the Konami games are Mystical Knight starring Goemon. Remember, I could never get into that.
Yeah.
Contra 3, Alien Wars, and Super Castlevania 4. Castlevania 4 is incredible.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see those, because those are great. Oh, they also announced Kirby's Dream Course only in Japan.
Oh, I love that game.
So good.
Oh, Kirby, so good.
Kirby had all these great spin-off games.
Yeah, that, he really did.
Kirby, even I know Kirby's Advos was just Puyo Pop, but...
Pinball's fantastic on the Game Boy.
Oh my god, Kirby Pinball's great. Then like Superstar, but I mean just the idea of like Super Nintendo games coming on the system, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they could get like Chrono Trigger and stuff eventually. I almost want to say Final Fantasy 6, but
well, there's that DS version of Chrono Trigger that's actually better. True, so
actually. Yeah, that's the problem with actually a lot of those Square RPGs is that they made portable versions of most of them that are better. Like Final Fantasy 6, I wouldn't want to play that Final Fantasy 3 version with like. The weird localization errors, I probably want to just play 6 with maybe a slightly better soundtrack. So, but yeah, I think that's great that those games... I mean, I would love to just see, like, Genesis games get on there, 64 or whatever.
That'd be rad, yeah.
I am hoping that, like, the NX, we can finally get some GameCube games. I mean, that's going to be, like, three generations ago now.
Right? Well, and again, technically, the GameCube hardware should be in the 3DS, or the Wii U, rather. If it can play, if it can play a Wii game, it can play a GameCube game, right?
Yeah, that's funny. All right.
Pocket Card Jockey.
Man.
Yeah. Azure Striker Gunvolt 2.
Yeah. Did you play the first one of this?
No, what is it?
This is, this is like, while I was waiting for Mighty No. 9, this was kind of under the radar. These were also the people who worked on kind of Mega Man games. I think they mostly worked on the Zero series and stuff.
Or okay.
Maybe something like that. But yeah, so it's very much like a, kind of like a Mega Man X Flash. Zero kind of 2D action side scroller. Like the different kind of gimmick with it is that like when you shoot an enemy, you tag them, and when they're tagged, they're vulnerable to this kind of force field thing you can shoot around yourself. So that's kind of worse. But it was a very good game. I'm excited for the sequel. Very good Mega Man style kind of a thing.
Cool.
So yeah.
Let's see. Fire Emblem Revelations comes out next week.
That's the third path you can take. Right.
March 25th is Hyrule Warriors Legends for 3DS.
So the cool thing about this is, like, it comes with a couple, like... So it's basically a port of the Wii U game, but it's going to have some, like, added Wind Waker characters.
This is the first time I've ever seen Nintendo use the term Season Pass.
Yeah, they did it for some, like, other game once, because I looked to see if this was their first time. It was, like, Mario Golf or something. But, yeah, so I think it comes with, like, the... Some Tetra and maybe someone else and
Medley from Wind Waker.
Well, Medley is DLC. Yeah. You can get in the season pass. You can get like Ganon's Wind Waker outfit. They're adding a lot of Wind Waker things. This is also that game of Linkle, like that female Link thing they're doing. But that's I don't know if I need to play this game again.
No, yeah.
This has to be a new 3DS only game, right? I think.
I don't see anything to indicate that.
All right, then. Never mind.
Yeah. Let's see. Disney Art Academy. It's kind of neat.
Sure.
Bravely Second and Lair.
I'm excited for this guy. I love Bravely Default, but I hear some people kind of mellow on it.
Well, there's a demo coming out next week, so you'll decide for yourself.
Well, it'll be like the demo for the first game, where it's like a separate kind of chapter,
right?
Which is kind of nice. I mean, I think I'll like. I mean, I just like the combat system in that game so much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Dragon Quest VII port to 3DS.
Dragon Quest. I've never been able. Like the one I got the closest into was 9 on the. Was that just DS? I got like maybe halfway through and then just kind of lost interest. It was fine, but I don't know. The Dragon Quest games have never, at least the ones I played, they've never been very plot.
They're very straightforward.
They're kind of straightforward.
Turn-based JRPGs.
They kind of lack that sort of grandiose or like epicness of like the Final Fantasy games. Like, they have some charm. I don't know. I just never got into Dragon Quest for whatever reason.
So, Monster Hunter Generations, is that Monster Hunter 5 or is this like a 4?
I don't know.
Like, they say you can play it with your 4th Ultimate save data for bonus content.
It must be, because I guess this is called Monster Hunter X or Cross or whatever in Japan. Uh-huh. Generations, I feel like this is maybe like some sort of, like, just from, like, they weren't super clear on it, but I feel like this is some sort of, like, combining content from across the games sort of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Mortal Kombat Trilogy thing. That's my, what I'm thinking.
But oh, there you go. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, but I'm not too up on my Monster Hunter. Penny, why are you making so much noise?
Well, she's eating. She's
fine. Why she have to bark at her food?
Well, making sure it's dead. Metroid Prime Federation Force, the online multiplayer Metroid game that no one asked for.
With, like, the big Metroid producer, like, talking about this as a passion project. Apparently, they've been working on this game forever, which is why, like, we haven't had a new Metroid in forever. Really?
That's dumb.
I don't know.
Is it a 3DS or Wii U game?
It's a 3DS game.
Yeah, brother.
It's a 3DS game that's going to kind of play like Metroid. Here's the thing. Like,
it's my line.
Yeah, I know, right? Co-op Metroid is almost like an oxymoron.
Like multiplayer Skyrim.
Yeah. Here's where Metroid is great. When you're playing at, like, 2 a.m. alone and you're, like, in a dark room and it's, like, super moody answer. Like, I don't know. This is just seems weird. And, like, at best, like, you want it to maybe be, like, almost like, what was that Star Wars game with the 4 Space Marines, basically?
Oh, Republic Commando.
Right. But even in that game, like, and that wasn't actually a co-op game, but it's a 4 of them, but there was, like, you know, each person had their personality stuff. And this, it just looks like there's 4 dudes.
They look like Bomberman.
Right, separated by color. They have this weird kind of chibi style.
Because it's a 3DS game.
And they're like, oh, we're going to focus on the fight between the space pirates and the Federation. Who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody. As much as
this is your fault for liking Metroid Other M and expanding the lore.
I like Metroid Other M because of its gameplay, which is underappreciated. But no one has ever cared about, like, the Federation. No one is ever going to share. As great as everyone likes Metroid, guess what they like about Metroid? Samus.
Yeah.
And, like, Ridley, maybe. Mother Brain. Like, that's, like, no one cares about the Space Federation space, like, super generic out of any other game or, like, early Heinlein Starship Troopers bullshit design. No one cares. I don't know. Maybe this will be all right. I feel like this is going to be like freaking Triforce Heroes, where it's like this thing I play, I'm like, okay. I can maybe play it with you guys, like, once, because we're all fucking adults with lives. Like, we can't just, like, play through a 20-hour co-op game together. I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems so bizarre how...
Well, apparently the trailer got posted and got a ton of downvotes. You can actually turn off the thing that lets you see how many downvotes a video has.
But they, like, they have...
So they know.
Well, it's weird. Well, they even know, like, even when they introduce it, like, now we know you guys have some questions when we showed this game at E3, because they know.
Yeah, they know.
People don't... And here's the problem. Like, maybe get away with this if you had released, like, an actual Metroid game in, like,
the last 10 years.
Right, the last... But yeah, but it's like... We haven't had one since Other M, which a lot of people didn't even like.
Yeah.
So not counting Other M, we haven't had one since Metroid Prime 3, which was like an early Wii game.
Yeah.
People
didn't even like that, because it was a Wii game.
But I mean, how is it really that hard to get some sort of competent developer to make, like, a 2D Metroid game? They make 2D revivals to, like, every other one of their franchises.
Yeah. And they've all done really well.
It's like, oh,
new Super Mario Brothers,
New Mars, New Donkey Kong Country, Kirby's in 2D, fucking, here's a Zelda throwback.
Yeah, they all do really well.
And what was, like, their best 2D game they ever made?
Super Metroid.
Do that again! I have no idea. I have no idea what the hell they're
doing. Hopefully, like, a shit ton of Super Metroid sells in Virtual Console. They're like, oh.
But here's the problem. It's like, this thing's, like, not going to do that well. Like, I guess people don't want Metroid.
Yeah, it's
they're going to get the wrong lesson.
It's the same, like, all the Japanese companies do. It's the same thing with Sonic games. Like, oh, this Sonic game is so well. We don't... Right. Yeah, we need to try something different. Like, no.
It's like, Nintendo is, like, they sometimes hear people.
They just ignore you. They say, we hear you. We're not going to listen to you.
It's like how, like, Sticker Star can happen. Everyone hates it. And here comes fucking Color Splash. I don't know, this is very bizarre. They're handling a Metroid story, because they're usually pretty good about their big franchises.
The way they handle Metroid is just odd.
Very bizarre. Between, like, giving it to Team Ninja and other shit, I don't know. Alright, what else?
Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix.
I like Rhythm Heaven, I don't know if I like it as much as other people.
Right.
But sure, that's cute.
And finally, Kirby Planet Robobot.
I am pumped for this.
So I don't know anything about it except for Kirby's in a mech.
So... I mean, it basically looks like... Did you play Triple Deluxe?
I did not play Triple Deluxe.
It was, like, my favorite of, like, 2D platformer they released on the 3DS. It was just very... It was very, like, well done the way it did, like, the 2D stuff. I mean, the 3D stuff. Like, the actual 3D, like, effect of the system going between the planes, and it would do some other fun things. So, but this one is it's very much a sequel to that. Instead of riding animals like you have in other Kirby games, you can ride on a robot, but it can still absorb, like, enemy abilities and stuff like that. And, like, the whole thing is very kind of just robot-themed all around. It looks well, too...
It is on Planet Robobot.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They're not robots, Mike. They're Robobots,
which is fun. Yeah, but it looks super cool. It looks very charming. And it has, like, this four-player co-op mode where it's basically, like, a kind of, like, a battle arena where you and three friends are fighting, like, enemies, and you can, like, pick which Kirby you want
like
to be.
Like a horde mode?
Maybe, I don't know, but it's like your character levels up too, stuff like that. So there's like some persistent growth to it.
Oh, download play too.
Yes, yeah, that mode will have download play. I wonder if Federation Force will have download play. It kind of needs it.
Yeah, they're gonna want any chance of that taking off at all.
But yeah, I think this looks cool, and like I'll have Amiibo support, so you can like use your Link Amiibo, and he'll have that sword ability right away, or Mario, and it'll have the fire ability. And they're going to release some new amiibos. Like, three of them are just amiibos we've already had, but, like, different versions. Kind of like what they did with Mario Party.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Yeah, there's the Kirby, King DDD.
Meta Knight.
And then a new one is Waddle Dee. So, yeah, I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny how much, like, when I think of the mythos of Kirby, how much of it is just Brawl in the Family comics.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, but this is interesting because this kind of feels like the last... Like, I don't think we're going to see very many more Wii U games announced...
Yeah, and then you like 3DS, like, there's that, I think because they announced, like, their sales forecast drop, it's almost like, and all the rumors of what the NX is going to be, it's like, is that coming to its end, too? Like, is the NX just going to be the catch-all for
everything?
Well,
they did announce a new Pokemon. So well, sure. But, you know, the DS had two generations of Pokemon games, and Black and White came out towards the tail end of the DS list. Mm-hmm. This is the Black and White, so yeah, for sure. No, I think the 3DS is getting there. I think it still has some legs left, but it's been around a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah,
2011.
But the Wii U is more imminent, and it's because
the problem is they started talking about the NX like 2 years ago.
Well, they kind of had to because the Wii U wasn't doing well.
I know,
but so I mean, you know, we'll have Star Fox. Was it June instead or something? Or man, I forget what the release date was, but you have Star Fox, and
Star Fox is April.
Star Fox, you saw this Paper Mario game, which I don't know, and then they still say Zelda's coming out on the Wii U this year.
Did they talk about it at all?
No, not this thing. No, but we'll see. So. You know, it's always fun to see what Nintendo is up to. Which is funny how one of the most exciting things is Super Nintendo games coming to
for the right.
console. Yeah. But all right, so Special Zone.
Yeah, right quick. So, Zelda.
Yeah.
Is it Zelda?
Yeah, you know, and it's very, you know, Twilight Princess is kind of an interesting game because I kind of resented it at first. Just because, you know, it wasn't Wind Waker. And it was like the typical Zelda cycle where everyone hates what the new Zelda game is. Now everyone loves Wind Waker. It's like everyone's favorite app. Like,
well, now everyone loves Twilight Princess, too.
Right. Well, maybe not as much, but yeah, everyone's a bit more receptive to it. Everyone loves Twilight Princess compared to Skyward Sword. Is the way of putting it. Skyward Sword is great. I remember. You people can't fool me. But, no, it is a very good game. And it's funny how, like, some of the complaints, like the slow beginning, doesn't even seem that slow anymore.
Really?
I think it's
just... I remember it being pretty slow.
I think it's because, AJ, it's very typical now in games for these beginnings to be this slow. It's like, it's normal now. It's a new normal. It's kind of sad.
Yes, jeez.
But, no, yeah, it's good. It's not like the differences are earth-shattering in the HD, but it definitely looks better. You know, it runs really well. The widescreen looks very good. And it's cool. It's good to not play it with the Wii controls.
Yeah, that's honestly what I kind of want to do most
of
it.
That's nice. And I always enjoy these whenever they re-release these on the 3DS or the Wii U. You have that bottom screen
with
the map or the item.
Really
it's
nice.
It's convenient. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely like the nicest way to play this game. The only thing that like bothers me about the remastering, and the same thing with Wind Waker, is that they didn't do anything to the music, really.
Yeah.
And the music just, like, sounds cheap still. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's MIDI music. It's, like, right at that time when, like, people were doing orchestrated things, Nintendo just didn't want to yet.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay. It was kind of cute for, like, Ocarina of Time and stuff, but now it's like, alright, this just sounds... It's like the thing with, like, GameCube, like, MIDI music. It's like Super Nintendo and, like, Genesis, they would have, like, their own sounds, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the GameCube, they could basically do whatever they want. It's just...
Because, I mean, like... Even with, like, electronic music, like, you realize all the Elder Scrolls soundtracks are electronic?
Right.
Like, you can do it. You can replicate
Yeah.
Pretty well, and they just never did but until Skyward Sword finally.
I mean, the Kingdom Hearts remakes, for instance, they've, at least for like the main games 1 and 2, they've like reorchestrated or at least redone the music or whatever, and it sounds better. Like, in this, especially like the boss music in both games, it just sounds very antagonistic. Yeah, exactly. It's that shit. It's like, okay. But I mean, no, it's a very good game. It's worth playing if you're a Zelda fan. Besides that, did you hear about the Stardew Village or Stardew something? It's like that somebody.
Oh, is this like this Harvest Moon esque thing that was going nuts about?
This. It's on Steam and it looks super cool.
I almost bought Super Hot and then didn't. I want to play it.
Oh, Super Hot, yeah.
I want to play it, but like everything's like it's an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I can't justify spending $25 for an hour right
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
for a mechanic.
There are some Steam games that look interesting right now. So, but yeah. All right. Is there anything else? We're going to see Zootopia tonight. I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm like so into Pokemon Yellow right now.
That's funny.
Oh my God, I'm having so much fun. Like, it's weird. Like, I haven't. I like X and Y a lot. That's probably the most invested I've been in a Pokemon game since truly Gold and Silver. Mm. It's funny how, like, I would have thought, like, I'd be annoyed by all the, like, the lack of convenience features we've gained over the years, like the XP bar.
Sure.
But I'm really not bothered by it as much as you think. It's just good.
Now you're playing this instead of Fire Emblem.
I know.
All right, thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and check out all of our old shows. Leave us a review. And we'll see you next week right here on the Explaining Bro podcast.
Bye-bye.